The state's health department and the Colorado School of Public Health released an updated COVID-19 modeling report earlier this week. The report estimates 80% of the state's population will be immune to Omicron by mid-February. The report states immunity to the variant is high and rising. The report suggests infections and hospitalizations have peaked statewide and will continue to decline, although there is uncertainty in the rate of COVID-19 hospitalizations. Some locations worldwide are reporting a slower decline in hospitalizations for uncertain reasons. Absent another highly transmissible variant not covered by the current level of immunity, the report also says the pandemic lull could reach into the summer. The state epidemiologist, Dr. Rachel Hurley, said in a news briefing yesterday the BA2 variant, a descendant of the Omicron variant, has not been detected in wastewater testing, and officials do not believe it is widely circulating in Colorado. The state health department has only confirmed one case of the BA2, and that was in late December. Experts warn, although the current Omicron curve has begun a decline, the state is experiencing high levels of COVID-19 disease transmission. Officials are urging the continued use of high-quality masks, getting vaccinated along with boosters, and avoiding large indoor gatherings. Boulder County crews will begin the curbside collection of smoke and wind-damaged items from properties that were impacted by the Marshall Fire starting this Sunday, January 30th. Residents can still sign up for this collection by filling out an online form at www.boco.org/Marshall Fire Self-Report. For properties that were burned and destroyed by the Marshall Fire, Boulder County has extended the deadline to February 8th for residents to submit a right of entry form that will allow the county to remove imminent hazards and to perform soil stabilization work. Property owners can find an online and printed version of the right of entry form on the county's website. County officials are encouraging those property owners choosing not to take part in the program to still fill out the form by designating an opt-out. The opt-out designation will assist officials in accurately tracking all properties and to ensure efficient remediation efforts. Residents can get more information on county debris removal by calling the hotline at 303-214-3203. A bipartisan pair of lawmakers from Colorado introduced legislation to assess the largest black homestead settlement in Colorado. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
U.S. Representatives Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado's 4th Congressional District, and Joe Neguse, Democrat from the 2nd District, has introduced the Deerfield Study Act to direct the Department of Interior to do a special resource study on the Deerfield homestead. The resource study would determine the Deerfield homestead's historical significance and viability of the land becoming part of the U.S. National Park System. The Colorado Newsline reports that the Deerfield homestead, which is located about 70 miles northeast of Denver, was founded by Oliver Toussaint Jackson in 1910. Jackson was motivated by Booker T. Washington to establish the colony. Washington felt that land ownership was the best path to prosperity for African Americans. Washington, the black activist and author, had helped found what is now known as Tuskegee University, the historically black university in Alabama. The Deerfield Homestead was a thriving agricultural community and was home to multiple churches, businesses, and restaurants, reaching its peak in the late 1910s through the 1920s. It was home to 700 residents from 35 states until the Dust Bowl, which started in 1930, caused the collapse of crop prices, forcing many residents to return to the Denver area. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Longmont City Council approved additional funding earlier this week to support the city's development and incentives towards a Costco retail store that is projected to open in 2023. The project also includes development of affordable housing at an adjacent 9-acre property. The additional funding passed by a unanimous vote with a brief amount of discussion by council members. The Daily Camera reports there was no public comment on the project during the city council meeting. Rising construction and development costs prompted the city to allocate roughly $3.6 million from three separate city funds to offset recent bids that went over development estimates that were originally projected in November 2020. The allocation includes funding from the American Rescue Plan Act and the city's Affordable Housing Fund. The site of the development is located east of Harvest Junction South, near the intersection of Ken Pratt Boulevard and South Martin Street. The Daily Camera reports a group of Longmont residents, represented by an attorney, are opposing the project. The group has no current litigation against the city, but has expressed the city should stop facilitating the construction of another big box store that is redundant to other stores in the area. A city report estimates sales taxes generated by the store will recoup Longmont's $12.8 million expenditure towards the Costco project and the nearby affordable housing project in less than 4 years. Construction on the project will begin in April. Workers at a Starbucks on East Colfax Avenue in Denver submitted a petition yesterday to the National Labor Relations Board for an election towards union representation. According to an affiliate with Service Employees United International Union, a majority of the workers at the Denver store signed union authorization cards.